He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is 12:11. It's December the 11th. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Let's see, how are we beginning this day? Well, we're down about 6 points, 7 points right now on the S&P 500, which takes us to 1795, back below that 1800 level, which it looks like we're going to struggle with between now and the end of the year. We'll see whether or not we close above the line or below the line. The Dow is down 44 points. The Dow is back below 16,000. We're at 15,928. It's still been a heck of a year, though. I'm not complaining about a little drop in the market today. The NASDAQ is getting hit the hardest. It's down 20 points right now. The NASDAQ is down 0.5%. The NASDAQ is at 4,039. Let's see what gold. Gold had a big day yesterday. It's flat today. Gold is at 1,260, and gold is still down about 25% on the year. Crude oil continues to sneak up on us. Crude oil is at $98.15. The euro is at 1.38 this morning. And where is that all-important 10-year yield that we watch so closely? It's at 2.82%. Of course, it's had a bad year. Rising interest rates have put a chill in the housing market, in the construction market, in the mortgage market, in the refi market, in the real estate market, and interest rates continue to drift upwards. 2.82% is where we are right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, where every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just ask my alarm clock, we're here every single day doing this live show where possible. And I strive very hard to bring to your attention the best areas of the market, the best sectors of the market, and the best stocks. And sometimes they're not stocks. Sometimes it's high-yield junk bonds. Sometimes it's inverse exchange-traded funds. Sometimes it's the greenback and cash. Sometimes it's shiny metal, precious metals, or sometimes it's any combination thereof. It just depends upon the circumstances in the world. You know, there was a couple of long-running newsletters here in America, and both guys made a pretty good name for themselves. But how was their name had amongst followers of their newsletter? The two that come to mind, and I've been a follower of newsletters over the years, the two that come to mind are Joe Granville and Howard Ruff. You've probably heard of Joe Granville and Howard Ruff. Joe Granville actually invented a couple of technical indicators. I know on balance volume was one of his big technical indicators. And Howard Ruff wrote a newspaper or a newsletter called Ruff Times. And he basically was born a bear and died a bear. Now, let's see. Ruff's still alive. One of them died recently. I'm trying to think which one. I think it was Granville. One of them just died not too long ago. But if you go back, and here's the interesting part of these two gentlemen. If you go back and analyze their very popular newsletters, which had, I don't know, thousands of subscribers, they basically made a living off of writing newsletters. You'll find that they very seldom changed their bearish stance on the market, number one. And number two, they pretty much were gold bugs all their life. Howard Ruff pretty much wrote about the rough times that were coming. And I'm sure rough times are coming at some point in time, but he was wrong for many decades while he wrote his newsletter. And I think in the end, when everything was tabulated, his newsletter delivered about 4%, a little over 4% per year to investors, while the market delivered about 11%. And other asset classes did much, much better. I mean, he underperformed the market by a long shot. However, he was on constantly. I remember watching Lou Rukeyser's, morning show, and Howard Ruff would be on. And Howard Ruff got a lot of airtime. Howard Ruff got a lot of radio time, and Howard Ruff was known for making bold predictions. And we talked about the prediction business yesterday. And unfortunately, when all is said and done, his track record was pretty pathetic. And as I look back on the guy's track record and what he probably did wrong is he never changed his stance very much. No matter whether the economy was roaring, no matter whether the economy was sinking, no matter whether the dollar was gaining or the dollar was losing or inflation was cooking or inflation was cold, he pretty much, predicted rough times and load up on gold. And we see the same people, theory being purported today by many people. I would say Peter Schiff was probably picked up where Granville and Ruff left off. Now let's switch to Joe Granville for a minute, who was very similar, more colorful than Howard Ruff. Joe Granville also was a pretty good salesman. Joe Granville would give lectures, give workshops, and hundreds of people would attend, and he had his disciples all across America and all across the world that followed his newsletter and his advice. And his advice was about the same as Howard Ruff's. Both men grossly underperformed just the S&P 500 over the long haul. And both men pretty much firmly planted their feet in the gold market and really never left it too much. And, I can think of others. There was another one named Jim Dines, the Dines newsletter. His performance was pathetic. And those guys would say, well, we had a few bad years, and it's not fair to count those few bad years in our overall performance. But from my perspective, their perspective rarely changed. It pretty much stayed the same all the time. I've never heard Peter Schiff go on and say, I'm really bullish on this market. This market is hitting new highs. You've got to be in this market. Are you watching these small-cap stocks? Are you watching these mid-cap stocks? Are you watching these U.S. stocks? Are you watching these biotechnology stocks? No. He talks about gloom and doom, and there's others just like him. Neuro Rubini, the doom and gloom report, and they pretty much never changed their stance. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's good to have conviction in your beliefs and stand by what you believe, but how much does that cost the readers of your newsletter and your followers? Why are you really doing it? Are you making these bold pronouncements and bold predictions to draw attention to yourself? It would seem that way. It would seem if you can be a guy that makes dire predictions, people are drawn to that. People like to hear it. They have their followers. Just like the doom and gloom newsletter writers believe in doom and gloom, but they have a lot of followers that also, that's music to their ears. Now, I don't know why it's music to their ears, because it's not music to their pocketbooks. It's cost them a heck of a lot of money over time. And I talk today to a lot of people that have 401ks at work, and I ask them, well, how is your 401k at work doing? Where is that money invested now? And they tell me, well, we're basically in cash. We don't want to lose our retirement money. But, the other side of that coin is, well, the market's up, 160% over the last 4.5 years. Look what you could have done with that 401k. during that period of time. And they say, yeah, but if I get in now, and are getting in at the top? You could have made the same argument 3 years ago. You could have made the same argument 2 years ago. You could have made the same argument 1 year ago. My feet are not firmly planted in the bullish camp of the market, even though I'm extremely bullish and have been for the last 4.5 years. And even though I'm 100% invested today, at some point, I'll be talking rough times and doom and gloom and probably own some gold in my portfolios and some inverse funds because I'm willing to change when the economies and the markets change. That's really, really important. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunnarsson. Well, I still believe my indicator. It's not my beliefs. It's not my theories. It's not my predictions. It's the world around us today has told me that it's still the best place to be. That is the stock market. And that is the U.S. stock market. Sometimes when people hear the word stock market, it has negative connotations. Like it's just one big gambling casino. And I suppose it is. You know, if you don't know anything about what you're investing in and where those companies stand on a relative basis, one against another, heck, the NFL draft is just one big gambling casino, right? But they can increase their probabilities by drafting an Andrew Luck, right? Or a John Elway, or some of the great college players over the years that have gone on to have terrific NFL seasons. What they did in college could, more than likely, that's more higher probability that what they did in college will translate into their NFL career. Their track record will mean something. Yeah, I mean, all the time some flash in the pan comes along. We had one here at San Diego State by the name of Marshall Faulk, who was pretty much an unknown player. A cornerback out of some high school in Louisiana, ends up being one of the great running backs of all time, goes on to have a terrific NFL career. But for the most part, these guys who do really well and excel in the college game have a higher probability of transferring that talent and that ability to the NFL game. So there is a way. I don't believe it's a gambling casino. If it was a gambling casino, it would just be pretty much all chance and all luck. Why is it, if it's all chance and all luck, then why is it that Warren Buffett, by being one of the best value investors over time, has killed the market over time? And why is it that some of the guys that can spot the great biotechs of tomorrow and the great technology stocks tomorrow have killed it? I mean, they've increased their probabilities through knowledge of the companies that they invest in. And while there's no guarantees, obviously, we are at the mercy of the market. I believe that at least by knowing where the market is and knowing where the asset classes are and knowing where the sectors are and knowing where the best stocks now are, at least you've decreased your ignorance risk and you've raised your knowledge risk. And in my opinion, you've also increased your probabilities of being successful in the market. I make no claims. I give examples every single day. You can judge for yourself how those examples that I give have done. You can look them up yourself and you can research them yourselves. You can look at the articles that I've written this year since January 1st. Just make a little list and then put down next to it how those stocks have done that I've written about. And those articles all had one thing in common. The subject matter came from my Best Stocks Now app, and the subject matter was based on the numbers that my app gives me in the way of valuation, in the way of performance, in the way of technical analysis, the stock chart. You know, another just interesting fact that I'm going to give you an example of a best stock now. Talking about these old-time newsletter writers, there was also a very well-known technician. His newsletter was based purely on technicals. He also was one of the worst performing newsletter writers of all time. That's why, in my opinion, you know, any one discipline, there's very few people that really excel at any one discipline. Why not combine as many of the disciplines as you can? I think technicals should be part, definitely should be part of your analysis. I think fundamentals and valuation should definitely be part of your analysis. And I believe that quantitative numbers and performance should also be part of your analysis. Those are pretty much the three big methods and styles used in my industry. And I've used them all. And there's times when I've leaned one way, a value. There's times when I've leaned towards the momentum, because sometimes the market leans that way. The market greatly favored the momentum players in the turn of the century, the late 90s and 2000, 2001, around in that, and then it came crashing down. The market greatly favored the value investors after that for several years. Small cap value did very, very well. I just believe that the best one is somewhere in between, including all of them. And even, I believe it was Granville himself, who was a pretty much a technician. When his technicals failed him, he said, you know what, I haven't been following fundamentals enough. I need to add fundamentals to my equation. And then when fundamentals failed him, he said, I need to go back to technicals. And I just think that, hey, let's use them both. Let's not ignore either one. Let me give an example, okay? And this has been an example that has done very well. Not only is it doing well today, but it was doing well when I covered it the last time I spoke about it. And I've spoken about it and written about it many times. And in fact, my most recent article said, is this the next $1,000 stock? And I believe it is. The name of the company is MasterCard. You say, Gunderson, you've talked about MasterCard in the past. We know all about MasterCard. Bring us a fresh one. Well, this stock is making a fresh new breakout to all-time highs today. They're going to increase their dividend considerably. They are buying back their shares considerably. The stock is up like $30 to $35 per share here, and it's hitting new all-time highs. And don't say that I never told you about MasterCard. I still have a huge position in MasterCard. I tweet about it every time I send out a tweet. Let's see, back on 12/10, MasterCard breaking out again, headed for 1,000, I think so. My articles, I mean, this goes back clear to the first time I wrote about or tweeted about MasterCard. I featured it back on February 24th of 2012. Almost, is that a year ago, anyways. And I featured it many times since then. And I've owned it all along the way. And I'm going to feature it again. To be honest with you, I would have preferred to see MasterCard go into the Dow as opposed to Visa. I think MasterCard's a much better company. MasterCard's gone from $40 a share to $800 a share since its IPO in 2006. This is one of the great stocks of the decade. It's still one of the great stocks of the decade. It's not over yet. It ain't over till it's over. Yes, the performance has been phenomenal, but the valuation still suggests that the stock could go a lot higher. And what about that stock chart? Wow. Number 117 out of 3,752. Don't say I didn't tell you so. MA, MasterCard. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where so far we've talked about some of the grumpy old newsletter writers of the past who had large followings, large subscription bases, and didn't deliver. They delivered the pizzazz, and they delivered the predictions, and they delivered the gloom that is music to a lot of people's ear, but in the end, their performance was very, very poor. And I'm talking about Joe Granville and Howard Ruff, a couple of venerable old names on Wall Street that just never delivered the goods to their investors. And as I analyze their track record and their lives and whatnot, it just seemed to me like they've never really changed their stance. No matter how sunny it was outside, they stayed gloomy. You just can't do that. There's times to be sunny in the market and optimistic, and there's times to be cautious in the market and protect your nest egg. And you have to change. You can't stay gloomy all the time, and you can't stay optimistic all the time. On the other hand, I've heard people that are perma bulls. They're always optimistic. You stay fully invested in overtime. It all works out. I just think the answer is somewhere in the middle there. You can't always be optimistic. You can't always be pessimistic. You got to take a look at the real world. There's a real world out there, whether we like it or not. Whether it's not the world that we agree with, it's the real world that we're investing in, that we work in, that we navigate in. And you have to make the best of that real world. And then when it comes to investing, ignoring the real world is quite hazardous to your wealth. I still know people that will not get into this market because it's propped up by the Fed. Well, 666 all the way up to 1800. Who cares who propped it up? Our goal and our endeavor is to profit in this market and build our portfolios over time, and when the opportunity presents itself, we got to take advantage of it and ride it for all it's worth. But you always have to have one foot in the door and one foot out of the door, because it's not always going to be propped up by the Fed. At some point in time, it's going to change. Their stance on the markets and on the economy is going to change. They're not going to be the gift horse that they are now. And right now, there's still a lot of people that I would say, why look a gift horse in the mouth? Take what the Fed is giving and run with it as far as you can. And when it's over, it's over. And we stay on top of it daily. We look at the indicators daily. Every day when I go home, the first thing I look at as I'm walking home is my current ranking of the asset classes. And every day I said, there's no change again. There's no change. There's no change. I'm still okay. My stance is still okay. I'm not changing my stance. But at some point in time, it will change. Will it change overnight? It could. That's the risk we all have. The world could end tomorrow, you know. I mean, the major earthquake could strike California tomorrow. I can't live my life like that. I would never come out of the house. I would live in a bomb shelter and never leave that bomb shelter. So, you know, we do the best that we can with the information that we have. And I think more importantly, we take it a day at a time. Don't ask me where the market's going to be a year from now. I don't know. I just know where it is today and what's leading the market today. And if you ask me, well, I'm an income guy. I need income. I would say this, stay away from fixed income. Even though it sounds like it's right up your alley, gee, fixed income. My income can't vary. It's fixed. Yeah, but your principal can vary widely, because fixed income is tied to interest rates. And when interest rates are rising like they are now, fixed income is diving. And don't listen to the guy that says, what do you care if your principal is diving? You're still getting your rent money, your coupon, your income every month. You know what? It's all about total return. It's all about bottom line. What good does it do me to get a 5% yield if my principal goes down by 15%? That's a net loss of 10%. from the math class that I come from, we're after total return. And I believe that the best place in today's marketplace to get your income is from stocks, dividend paying stocks. Let me give you an example of a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're going to go to New York, New York. We're going to talk about KKR and Company, symbol KKR, which is a big asset manager, hedge fund, global alternative asset management, capital market transaction services, and they provide that to institutional investors. They're much like Blackstone, BlackRock. KKR is a $7.2 billion conglomerate right now. It's a mid-cap. It's U.S. U.S. mid-caps continue to be a great place to be. KKR pays a dividend of 6.6%. Now, if we can get a 6.6% dividend yield and also see opportunity for capital appreciation on top of that, that's the best of both worlds. And you can argue with me till you're blue in the face that bonds offer capital appreciation potential. Well, the only way that's going to happen is if interest rates go back down, and I just don't see that in the cards. So I'm going elsewhere for my total return. I'm not going to the bond market for my total return. It's funny. PIMCO Total Return Fund has been a great mutual fund over the last 10, 15 years. It had the wind at its back. It was getting its total return from the coupon rate on the bonds, the yield on the bonds, and the capital appreciation that was coming from falling interest rates. Now you have rising interest rates. Now the total return comes only from the coupon rate. And instead of getting capital appreciation, they've been getting capital depreciation, which is pretty much equalizing the total return to about zero. Maybe even negative, definitely negative this year. Therefore, I would rather be an owner right now than a lender. I ain't lending money to nobody. I want to own companies right now in this environment because it's a hostile environment for lenders as interest rates rise. Instead, I would rather be an equity investor right now. KKR's been around since about 2010. They came public at about 10 bucks a share about 3 years ago. Today it's almost $25 per share. Since they've come public, they've delivered a total return of about 31% per year. No guarantees going forward, but that's the track record, okay? Over the last 1 year, this stock that yields 6.6% is up 91%. Now, here's another caveat. You say, boy, that sounds good. I'm going to go down and sell my $50,000 CD and put it in KKR. You know what? I never put more than 3 or 4% of my money in any one asset, any one stock, any one single individual entity. I spread it around. KKR is one I own in my growth and income accounts, which is up about 16% this year versus the bond market, which is down 15% this year. Because I'm an owner this year, I'm not a lender. KKR is like a 3 or 4% position in that portfolio. How about the future of KKR? How do we know? Well, we don't. We don't have a crystal ball, but we can look to valuation. And when I do the numbers on KKR, I come up with the valuation that is far higher than where the stock currently stands. The stock currently meets my performance criteria. In fact, it has a relative strength rating of 88 right now on the IBD. I have a momentum grade of A. So we both agree that this is a very strong performing stock right now. The story doesn't end with performance because the story goes on. Looking in the rearview mirror at the past performance is one thing, but looking ahead is altogether different. And for that, we look to valuation of the shares and where they're currently trading at. And I see a stock that still makes sense from a valuation point of view. Lastly, the technicals, the stock chart. That's a beautiful stock chart. In fact, I tweeted yesterday that that is a pretty, pretty breakout to new all-time highs on KKR. And out of 3,752 things that I track in my app, it comes in at number 97 and one that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we talked a little bit about gurus, so-called gurus today, and I suppose we all have those that we consider to be gurus. I don't know if the word's guru, maybe mentor is a better word. As I look back on my life, I can think of several people from different walks of life that have been great mentors to me, great examples to me, people that I learned from. And I can also think of those that ended up not being very good mentors or gurus. I found out that their advice was not very good. So I think it's really important to choose your mentors and your so-called gurus wisely, especially as it relates to investing. Now, I think, you know, you got to take a look at, you know, whether or not they have an underlying agenda. I don't know, really, what a doomsday newsletter writer, what his agenda is. I think on the one hand, I think they know that there's a large audience out there that loves to hear their type of singing. And they have a choir that listens to that singing of doom and gloom. And despair and financial ruin, and that rings true in their ears, and they love to hear it, and it's music in their ears. Are they gullible people? Maybe. At the same time, there's people in my industry that appeal to the opposite end of the spectrum. Greed. I get penny stock emails sent to me all the time about a stock that can make me rich. It's trading at 2 cents per share. And they're getting ready to announce big news that I'm in on. I'm the only guy that knows about it. They're promoters. What they do is they buy stocks, penny stocks, and then they promote them. They pump them, and the stock goes higher, and all of this hoopla that they try to create and fervor. And as the stock goes higher, you become their ATM machine, because as you're buying the stock, they're selling you their stock. It's called pump and dump. So there's also people that appeal to the greed side of the equation. Both camps know that there's large audiences of people, call them gullible or whatever, that love what they purport and propound and preach, and they'll buy their newsletters and they'll follow them right down into poverty. As I look at some of these doom and gloomers, have they really made much money over the years? Like I said, you know, Granville, I think it was Granville or Ruff, one of them, both of them, they had about 4.5% average returns over the years. And they had some absolutely horrible years when their doom and gloom was met with prosperity and the markets boomed and they stayed gloom. How can you stay gloom when everything's in boom mode? And there is a time to be in gloom mode. I'm not saying that. I just think that you have to look for some kind of an underlying agenda. I guess I'm a suspicious person by nature. I guess as I meet someone new, I say to myself, what's their agenda? What's their underlying agenda? This guy's trying to sell me something. I know he is. I know in the end I'm going to get the pitch. But you know what? A lot of people do have a hidden agenda. Maybe they're gold coin dealers. And if you're writing a gloom and doom report and your product that you sell and make money on is gold coins, well, then you do have a hidden agenda, don't you? And if at the other side of the equation, you own a bunch of penny stocks and you're getting paid by penny stock promoters to promote their stocks, you have a hidden agenda too. You're getting paid to pump. I can remember back in the old days on one of the stations I was on, I came on right after a penny stock promoter. He was being paid by companies to talk up their stocks. And how was he paid? How was he compensated? He was compensated with shares of stock. Here's a bunch of shares. Here it's 20,000 shares of XYV.TO in Toronto for you. We want you to go on the air and talk about how good we are. We want you to interview the CEO on the air and talk about all of the products in our pipeline. And when the stock goes up because you're pumping it and promoting it and talking about it and bringing it to people's attention, that creates demand for our shares. And we're able to sell our shares to somebody, including you, because we've just given you a bunch of shares of stock. Oh, and by the way, when we run out of shares, we'll just print up some more and we'll dilute all of the current owners of the stock. We don't care. We're in it for ourselves. We don't care what happens to the poor soul who hears our story and buys shares of our stock and then goes to try to sell them and finds that they're illiquid. You can't get rid of the shares without crashing the stock. It's all a big game. In a way, it's just another form of a Ponzi scheme that eventually comes crashing down. So I would not touch a penny stock with your money, with a 10-foot pole. If you think that that's a get-rich scheme, getting rich on penny stocks is the way to do it, well, you know what? Sometimes people have to learn hard lessons. And if, on the other hand, you think that by following a doom and gloomer around is going to lead to prosperity and success, I've got news for you. I mean, the track records are there of these people. So you know what? There's a time to be greedy. There's a time to be fearful. And there's a time to just be in and be making hay while the sun shines. And when the sun stops shining, you got to have some kind of an exit strategy. And you got to run for the sidelines and protect yourself. And that's the way Bill Gunderson thinks. So I would say this, be very careful about advice you're given. Be very careful about people you follow, people you listen to, people that ring true in your ears. You take a bigger look and ask yourself, is there some kind of a hidden agenda here that they are trying to sell me? I don't make any claims. You know, you judge for yourself. I write a newsletter just like those guys did. I write it every single weekend. I let you be the judge. I offer 4 free weeks. You follow along, determine for yourself. I'm pwstreet.com. Or I'm 760-736-8258 or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.